6. You can make a difference. Avani Singh grew up seeing slums daily on her way to school. She didn't pay much attention to them, as they seemed just a part of the city. But as she grew older, she realized that she could help.
Take the city of New Delhi, the capital of India, built in the 20th century by the British Empire. It currently has approximately 18 million inhabitants. Somewhere between 49 and 75% of the city's population live in slums, unofficial neighborhoods built as improvised housing that have limited or no infrastructure as support. The number of people living in slums is difficult to pinpoint because the government has declared some of these neighborhoods official, even if they cannot provide full services, such as rubbish removal or electricity. Because of the size and the permanence of the slums, they are both impossible to ignore and difficult to come to terms with. A common sight around New Delhi is the rickshaw. These three-wheeled vehicles are a common way to get around the city's congested streets as they are inexpensive, and while longer journeys are made with auto rickshaws, shorter trips are taken in cycle rickshaws, which are even cheaper. Avani Singh had always lived in New Delhi, not in the slums, but as a student at a school that encouraged her to develop ideas for improving society. She had seen a new kind of rickshaw being used near her home on the way to school, an electric rickshaw. These had pedals, but the work was made easier with an electric motor powered by solar panels on the roof of the rickshaw. The e-rickshaws, as they were called, gave her an idea. She realized that women from the slum near her home would be able to drive an electric rickshaw and earn money that only men were usually able to earn. Most women in the slums, lacking education, make inadequate wages to support themselves and any children they might have, and Avani had an insight, seeing the electric rickshaws as an opportunity. She started laying the groundwork. The company that produced the rickshaws agreed to donate one to her project, and she contacted the Centre for Equity and Inclusion, CEQIN, a Delhi-based NGO, to find women to train as rickshaw drivers and provide a space to store and maintain the vehicle. Avani was also able to get the Indian government involved. The Minister of New and Renewable Energy praised and supported the project for not only providing better employment and physical and social mobility for poverty-stricken women, but also the promise of cleaner and more efficient transportation for the city. Avani's aimed at distributing 10 rickshaws a year to women and also thought about the possibility of helping women obtain licenses to drive buses and other vehicles. She also saw a need to create links between women of different social classes. So she organized football games and other events to bring together girls from her own school and the local slums. It may sound like a cliche, but Avani Singh shows that everyone can make a difference. She named her organization Umeed, which is the Hindi word for hope. While the problems of the world seem insurmountable, the fact is that poverty rates are falling and women in the world are getting more education, partially because individuals are able to look at the world around them and respond with hope and action.